Isn't it great to be part of a global family, with lots of different people, from lots of different places, speaking lots of different languages? To work well together, we need to communicate well. Here are 6 steps that we think will help. Step 1. Prepare well. Good communication doesn't happen by accident. Make a plan for your team and make sure everyone knows what it is. Here are some good questions that will help you start making a plan. What are you wanting to communicate? Who are you wanting to communicate to? What languages do they speak? Do they prefer written or spoken communication? When do they need to know? Having a plan will help you get the right information to the right people at the right time in the right way. Step 2. Keep communicating vision. Vision and mission are the most important messages to communicate all the time. This helps everyone feel connected and working towards the same goal. Use a variety of formats so that everyone can hear and understand in a way that suits them. Step 3. Make sure everyone uses the same communication tools. There are so many different ways to communicate, and the technology is always changing. It can feel overwhelming. But these tools give us a fantastic opportunity to communicate better with each other. We have 2 systems, Minimail and Office 365 Enterprise. These systems give us many tools to communicate, and if we all use only these 2 systems, it helps keep things simple. Step 4. Translate. To help everyone understand important information, it should be available in as many languages as possible. Our important information includes core and practice, policies and manuals, and newsletters. We're working to make this information available in 7 languages, including Easy English. If you can help with this translation project or want to learn more about the benefits of using Easy English, then please ask the ILT. The Office 365 system has an inbuilt automatic translation tool so that everyone can send and receive messages in their own language whilst communicating with others who speak a different language. Step 5. Have live events. Face-to-face meetings, either in person or online, helps people feel connected. Use technology to create more face-to-face opportunities in between those times when we're able to gather together. We have 4 opportunities a year where the whole fellowship can join together, 2 Global Prayer Days and 2 Global Connect Fellowship events. We can all use these events to share, pray, and encourage one another. Step 6. Use two-way communication. Sharing stories gives honour to God and encourages each of us. It can also release creative ideas and solutions from anyone in the fellowship to help others overcome their ministry challenges. So please join in. We need to hear your thoughts, concerns, ideas, and stories. So those are our 6 steps. Communication within a multinational fellowship might not always be easy, but with a little planning and effort by each of us, we can communicate well. And this will make a huge difference to our ministries and members. So, what can you do to make your communication even better?